I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Bike share at its core is kind of an innovative approach to public transportation in which community members are able to rent or check out a bike to use for transportation or recreation.
That's Ashley Runge. She's a community health coordinator with Get Fit Itasca. Bike share programs are fairly common in large cities, but somewhat of a rarity in smaller communities like Grand Rapids. But this spring, Grand Rapids is beginning its first full season with a bike share program, and Ashley told me more about it.
So the bike share program was really a community effort. It was a small group of dedicated individuals that have been kind of working towards this goal for quite some time, and we just kind of put the funds together, and we had a really supportive city council that kind of let us go through with the project. And essentially, it is a bike sharing program similar to like a bike library where people can check out bikes free of charge for as long as they need to. We recommend no longer than 24 hours. All you have to do to rent a bike is to visit one of the locations during business hours. You sign a waiver and they give you a key to unlock your bike. So the four locations we have so far are the Itasca Family YMCA, the Grand Rapids City Hall, the Grand Rapids Public Library, and the Itasca Resource Center. And we are hoping to expand locations in the future. So if there are like businesses that want to be involved, they can certainly contact us. You do not have to return your bike to the same location. You can turn it to any of the four locations. We just recommend that you have it back within 24 hours. They're just basic commuter bikes, so they're very sturdy. They have like the old school backwards pedal to brake, so there are no handbrakes, which takes a little getting used to, but it's also kind of fun. It kind of takes you back to like your learning to ride a bike days. Other than that, they also have a large black basket on them, so people can use them for shopping. They're just very low maintenance overall. So the funding is kind of an interesting backstory. So we were approached by some members of the Rotary Club from Grand Rapids. They had done a shoe drive, and they'd wanted to use the funds that they got towards a community bike share program. And this isn't something that we were actively working on at the time, but it was kind of one of our pipe dreams. So we roped them into a committee with us, and that's how kind of the whole planning phase got started. And then we got some excess funding from one of our grants through Blue Cross to finish the program. Our bike share program launched last fall. We just had kind of a short season to introduce it to the community, and we have bright orange bikes. We learned that the bikes are very durable, which is a good thing. I think we got picked the right bike. It was actually fairly successful. We didn't have many issues with bikes ending up lost or stolen or anything like that, which is kudos to our community members. I would say it was a pretty successful pilot. We had around 250 miles clocked on the bikes, and that was in probably six short weeks. So I would say it went well.
Good. So how many bikes do you have?
We have 15 total. We usually keep about 12 in rotation at a time, and we haven't had any issues with running out of bikes yet, so fingers crossed, but we are hoping to, again, expand that in the future.
For most of the people checking the bikes out, what is the purpose? Is it recreation? Is it to get from one place to another? Is it primarily a transportation?
It seems like right now it's more transportation, like people will use it to bike from their work to a meeting, for example, or for people who don't have another form of transportation. We also really hope that it's an extension of our public transit system. So if people, you know, take the bus into town, they're able to rent a bike and get where they need to go. A community bike share program really fits within Get Fit Itasca's mission because we are, you know, making a systemic change where people can be physically active in their day-to-day life and not have to kind of take any extra time to do that at the end of the day. You know, that's one of the biggest things I think for physical activity is convenience. So this is just like a step in the right direction for our community.
So what's the dream or the thought for beyond this for the bike program?
Well, we would love to have a, you know, high-tech system like they have in the cities. We were kind of told when we talked to people with similar systems to think about that once we have $100,000. So that's definitely a pipe dream. But I think just for the immediate future, to get more sites involved, more businesses involved, and, you know, kind of grow our bike fleet would be great.
After our talk, I tried out one of the bikes and found it very sturdy, surprisingly comfortable, and easy to ride. It's a nice option for getting around in Grand Rapids without my car. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home. Pedal on, pedal on, pedal on for miles, pedal on.